LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Warning. Warning. Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I hope someone knows what that means. Anybody going once?
Monkey
twice?
Porn, monkey porn, monkey porn.
That means it's no good ass shit because Big Daddy's back in the house. Nigga.
Nigga.
What?
What's up, my nig?
My nig. My nig. What's up, my nig?
What up, my nig?
What's up, my nig? That's already 15 muted AM stations right there.
Ah, nice. Yeah, we'll get to that. Hey, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. For those of you who are with us live, you know, it's Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. Oh, man. Okay. Spankwagon.net.
God
damn it.
Are you losing your mind over there, dude?
The little ass fucking net or some shit.
Oh, I see it.
Bugs! Gnats, and you're like,
Big Daddy's all tough during the darker perspective. That little fucking insect is running me off the microphone and shit.
I'm gonna fuck all your cracks. Oh my god! Oh my god!
He's like bumping.
I'm hard unless there's a dragonfly.
Look at the bunny!
Yeah, no.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio, find us online, spankwagon.net. Let me introduce tonight's cast of characters. Sitting off to my right, the only man I've seen, tough as nails, scared fucking of gnats. Hey, let me introduce Big Daddy Decaf.
What's going on, man? Yeah, I wasn't here last week, but I heard the show went really well, so if I get fired, I understand, but then again, this is Spank Wagon, and you don't pay shit, so I'll be here next week.
You're fired.
Thank you, Vince McMahon. All right.
You're fired.
Thank you, Donald Trump. Okay. Sitting across from me, kind of to my diagonal.
Kitty corner, if you will.
The man with the Jufro, the Junos, but the Brit teeth. Everybody say hello to Murphy.
Murphy.
You want to start that this early? You really do.
We'll get to that in a minute. I know I got a lot of faults. So
hi, boys and girls.
and sitting across from me, she starts off as, you know, one of the guys, a videographer and, you know, director of all of our Spankwagon TV. And tonight she's tits. That's pretty much where I'm locked at. Just
hottest,
stops right there.
Hottest goddamn video production person we got.
The only video production person.
That's not true. We've got the brown guy.
Well, the brown guy's... Well, okay, yeah. But...
Yeah, but the brown guy's not here today.
No.
Where's the brown guy at?
He's got stuff going on.
Craps. I know.
Oh. Ouch.
I know.
Actually, I think he might have been deported. I haven't heard from him in a while, and my lawn's getting a little overrun.
He did leave the footage, though, right?
What footage?
Of me on the ground rolling.
Of you on the ground? No, that was all done. That was all recorded through the wonderful version of Mogulus we're running here. Guys, those of you that are at home, please go to spankwagon.net. Check out the video page, the SWTV. Watch the video. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, we want to find out. We want to hear any feedback. We're still tuning it. There's times where we're still having audio problems, so, you know, let us know this stuff. Hey, why don't we go ahead and open the lines up as well?
Hey!
We'll do that right now. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257. And a special request for anybody out there in the podcast land. We want to know how you're doing. We want to hear from you. Radio@spankwagon.net.
Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you think of what we do.
Yep.
Tell us anything.
Tell us anything.
Because if you don't tell us it's broken, we can't fix it.
Or if you don't tell us that we suck, we can't make fun of you back. Pure and simple.
That was like...
Was that that gnat?
That was like fucking Jason's Deli. That was Jason's Deli sweet and tea and shit.
You ever had one of those? You're like, erp. I don't remember eating that. Well, I haven't had beans in like a year.
Why is it whenever you throw up, you always throw up carrots, even though you've never eaten carrots?
Or corn.
Corn, yeah.
Corn.
Like, that's exactly.
They always say gum sits in your stomach. No, it's carrots and corn.
I've never thrown up gum.
I always throw carrots or corn.
Carrots or corn.
Dude, for me, the last time it was just all pure red alcohol and Doritos. It's all it was.
Hey, by the way, we didn't say Zuzu sitting across from me.
Right.
So welcome.
Right.
Say hello.
Hello.
Now say it all breathy and 1-900 number like.
Hello. There you go.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
We're done. Yeah.
That's it. End on a high note.
If you're going to end now.
Peace. Well, I'm out.
Typical. Typical, though. You get a woman, talks dirty to you, and you're done in a second.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. So tonight, what we got? I've got viewer mail I want to go over, some feedback from last week's show, hence radio@spankwagon.net.
Hey.
Radio.
We also have some comments from the forum to touch on, and cool. Then we also have news, syndicate news. We definitely will be going over that here in just a moment.
Hey, Decaf, can you reach over there and turn down the radio guy knob on his dial over there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I radio voicing tonight?
Well, we need a little more trencher, a little less. Hey-o! Hi, thanks for calling the movie phone.
Well,
if you'd like to know the name of the movie you'd like to see, press 1.
I'm just trying to set
the psychic
pace tonight.
Movie phone guy.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set the pace tonight.
All right.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Medium. We're going at a medium.
We're doing a nice pace here, nice even pace.
Yep.
So how was everybody's week?
I worked.
Is it Friday?
It's Friday.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Have you sobered up enough for it?
No.
Sweetie, you're here. It has to be Friday. Because if you're here and it's Thursday, that means there's no cameras, no mics, and no clothes.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll see you here next Thursday.
And that's the Carey sisters.
All right, yeah.
Even better.
No, I've just been doing six-day weeks because we have someone leave for family leave. So I'm doing six-day weeks. So I get tomorrow off, and then I work another 6 days and tomorrow. But it's time and a half. Overtime.
Oh, nice. Stitz in the chat room.
Yeah, time and a half to listen
to
the podcast.
Stitz is like, enough with the banter.
Stitz in the chat room is like, enough with the banter. Like, shut the fuck up.
But you got to remember, he's probably been awake for 19, 36 hours at this point.
Okay, everybody but Stitz, cover your ears or turn down your stereo. Wake your ass up!
See, for those of you that don't know or don't remember, Stitz, we love him. He's in Italy right now. He's hanging out with the unwashed.
He's walking around. Pronto, prego.
Nice. Yeah, seriously, he takes some of the most awesome
spaghetti
photos I've ever seen.
No, Prego is you're welcome.
Oh.
Prego.
Stitz, do me a favor. Post the retarded the retarded tiger poster. Post that in the chat room.
Oh, that was cute.
Stitz has right about now, it's like 3-4 o'clock in the morning for him. He hasn't gone to sleep yet. I've been talking to him all day. Stitz has been great for me because, like, if I have to go to the DMV or if I've got nothing going at work or if I'm just bored, he's there to yap, and I swear to God, I must be the single most annoying thing in his life because I never let him sleep. I always
never shut up.
Well, I got a question.
Ouch.
I got a question. If he's in fucking Europe, he's in Italy, okay? What the hell is he doing chatting online? He's in fucking Italy. He should be hanging out. What are you?
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, distraction. Got it. Thank you.
She knows how to shut me up.
The only way we can shut his ass up.
So, he's in Italy, but he's coming back in like 2.5 weeks or so. And this is going to be really interesting because guess what house he's looking at renting?
Near ours?
The one next door to me.
Oh, nice.
How awesome is that?
He's doomed.
So you've been working 6 day weeks, Decaf. Yeah.
Yes.
Trent, you've just been doing your thing?
I've been doing my thing, just doing my job and thankful for 4 o'clock. That's all I got to say. Thankful for time to leave.
Zuzu, anything interesting on your front?
I've got a Heineken.
Lots of interesting things on your front, but
there's.
Why don't you tell the boys and girls why you weren't here last week?
Why?
Because
she was on a long drive.
I went on a long drive.
No, louder.
I went on a long drive.
Now with different words.
different words. What?
But you guys don't understand it.
Oh, my God.
She wasn't here last week. I wasn't here last week.
Well, you had.
Oh!
Shut up, dude. You're not supposed to fucking tell us.
See?
Wait. Low dry.
Not talking. Okay, look. Not to say anything bad, but you guys made a lot of comments about being scrappy. Dude, you had to one-up me and
I had to get up
and rail the white girl. I mean, holy cow. What was that? What was that noise you made again?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So anyway.
I have to get with someone on my sexual level and you were with someone on your sexual level.
Speaking of sexual level, we've got someone of Trench's sexual level coming in. Foxy's coming in later.
Hey. Be fair to Foxy.
Hey, oh.
Yeah, she's not here yet, so she can't protect herself.
Great segue. I love that.
Foxy's
segue.
Coming in later on. Right. We're just waiting for her to show up. Like any good porn star or stripper, you never know when she'll actually be here. But hopefully she's here.
You was going to say come, but you
changed
it.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
Are you going to say they never come on time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Flubber.
Always came on time. Well, they come all the time, right?
Right. Okay, so moving
otherwise
on.
Known as the greatest job in the universe.
All right, so.
No, I've seen
No.
He's showing porn over on his computer again.
No, Stitz found this photo of a retarded lion, or a retarded tiger today.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Here, let me just.
It's good.
Read the. He added the lolcats line there.
Oh.
Those of you in the chat room, you got to click that link he posted. That is probably. That had me dying for a good 15 minutes.
Hey,
today.
Maybe we'll throw that photo up on the Mogulus channel.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we can.
Put a little music to it. I think you can edit it in, like, you know, iMovie or something.
Yeah, I could. Like, I don't know if I want to mess with it live on the air like that.
Well, not now. Later tonight. Maybe tomorrow even. Jesus Christ, not everything has to be done right now.
He always wants
to
fuck with shit when
right
we're
now,
on the
live.
Air.
It's like, okay, we're live. I want to unplug everything twice.
Yes, let's drop all audio.
Again.
Like again. I tell the people in one of our departments, it's only going to take a couple minutes.
Yeah, and then you unplug it.
19 hours later.
15 minutes before the show.
That's what I do.
All
That's
right.
what I do.
I do have news on
yes.
and important news, very, very cool news. This week, not only did we gain a syndicate, but we gained two syndicates since our last show. Us and syndicates, first off, I got to be fair. We don't pander to syndicates.
No.
We never pander to syndicates like our new Australian syndicate. We're not going to pander just because we're happy to have a new Australian syndicate.
Of course not.
Never. Of course not.
No.
Good day, Trench.
Good day.
All right. All right. So.
For another shrimp on the barbie.
Nice. I'm
glad I didn't have to do this stupid accent.
Somebody had to. So. We want to welcome our first of two new syndicates, hailing out of the continent of Australia, Trax Radio. You can find them online, Trax, T-R-A-X-X, radio.net. Australian Internet Radio Syndicate. We're one of their shows. We got a pretty good time slot, too. I think they are replay, which is totally cool. So, Trax Radio Australia, thank you very much.
Are we before or after the gunk show?
Right after Trench, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have the unknown comic.
Nice, yes. Also, we did pick up yet another syndicate.
Another one?
Well, this one is, but we've been waiting for them to get their site running. They've had some site problems, but we got to say big thank you and welcome to Radio X UK. And that's actually.
Oh, bloody hell.
Jawar, J-W-A-R.
Fucking wankers.
Fucking wank us.
Oi. That's actually Jawar in our chat room who picked us up, and he's playing us on his station, internet radio station, radioxuk.co.uk. So a big thank you. And again, just got to say, I'm not pandering a bit.
No,
give me
not
another
at all.
Fucking point.
Bugger. Oh, bugger.
We're worldwide, bitches.
Bugger hell.
Bugger. Not going to pander at all. I want to point that out.
So we're in the UK and Australia?
Hell yeah.
So we got to change the shit.
So technically.
Spank Wagon Radio, worldwide.
Don't we have a Canadian syndicate too?
We used to.
Ah.
But we're already here in LV Rocks. So that covers North America. So we've got 3 out of 7 continents figured out.
That's pretty three good. Down, 4 to go.
I'm sure we're in Antarctica, too.
We're invading the shit right now.
I'm sure some scientists in Antarctica is listening to our show right now.
Well, I did pull.
Bald.
This is some funny shit.
I'm cold as fuck, man.
My nuts are stuck to the seat again.
I want another penguin burger.
Dude, that polar bear's laughing its ass off.
Shut up, man. The polar bears are going extinct.
Damn. Are they really?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Goddamn Republicans.
Why you gotta bring it down? Why you gotta bring it down?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, man. You want me to show me your boobs again?
Yes.
I don't know if I can handle it again.
You want me to jump around a little bit?
Jumping jacks.
Okay,
would be
you
awesome.
Gotta realize the minute you start doing that, the show becomes.
It just shuts down.
This becomes pantomime radio. There's no talking.
You know what? You know what? We've teased it. You wanna tilt your screen there and show the folks at home what we're talking about?
Yeah, if you're on the Spankwagon TV.
Yeah, watch
you
the
gotta
TV.
Just watch the TV while you're listening to us. Oh, all yes. Right.
Now tilt the screen down a little bit.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Sorry,
I do
sorry,
what I want.
I'm sorry.
She's kind of in charge of that shit going on.
I know.
So.
I look over there. All I see is toll-free 1-866-LV-ROCKS.
That's what I see, too.
Hey, that's 1-866-587-6257.
See that? Segways.
Stitz in the chat room says, you need a Chinese syndicate. The Great Firewall will not stop you.
I'd like to try. You know, if... They wouldn't understand a damn thing we say. They're like, what Gaijin say?
some of the podcasts, they won't understand what we say. Anyway, because we don't understand what we say.
True. True.
Just we need a bunch of guys in China walking around going, I like the sake. I drink the sake.
Oh, no.
Robo Dick Cheney. I fucking love you.
I love you, Robo Dick Cheney.
Robo Dick. Robo Dick.
Robo Rick. Robo Rick. Oh, my
fly
God.
Lice, you prick.
Y'all are going to hell.
Going?
There. Done that.
Oh, we're there. No, this
bought
is
the
purgatory.
Get the bus.
This is purgatory.
Or getting the truck.
Getting the truck. That, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that one, too.
All right. What we need to do right now, though, we need to... Okay. Why don't you go clean your... What do you do?
Yeah.
I smell roaster's peanuts.
I'm good.
Wait, you can tell what he ate by his shit?
Oh, shit. Farts don't have lumps, do they?
No.
Take a whiff.
Oh, my God. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to cut to a really quick break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio Worldwide, baby.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be right back. Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Yeah, I love it when you play those drops.
I know you do.
Makes me feel like I bring something to the show, other than dick jokes and hotness.
Yeah, you sure do bring the hotness. All right.
It's not me personally,
He's
I'll tell you that.
No,
sexy.
I know.
Yeah, right.
All right, so Spankwagon Radio, find us online.
Hey, tell everybody else where they can see us live right now.
Spankwagon.net.
And?
If you go to spankwagon.net and click the SWTV link up at the top, you can watch us live. Those of you listening to the podcast, you can see our on-demand channel there, where you can see various clips from certain shows and some full live episodes of shows. And going up this week, I'm gurgling on my own saliva, going Aww. On...
So hot.
Going up this week is two full episodes of the Midnight Massacre Theater.
Nice.
I'm putting two full episodes up this week, and I'm going to try and rotate them out every week or
Midnight
so.
Midnight Massacre.
With the Sinister Minister.
Sinister Minister.
Gonna wee my pants.
All right, so...
God damn, I love redheads. Okay, go on.
So, hey, don't Trent, stop I hear we have some feedback.
Actually, yeah, we got a few pieces of email last week from at our official email, radio@spankwagon.net.
What was that address again?
radio@spankwagon.net.
One more time?
radio@spankwagon.net.
Love it.
What basically, it was all about one particular topic. I know we
My
got
My penis.
Into, no.
You wish.
Her penis.
We got a lot of spam about
what?
That, though.
Fuck you. Foxy's penis.
Heyo.
Oh. Last week, we had a discussion about education again. The same kind of topic came up about the quality of community college versus universities and what we've all have done about education. It's kind of a retread of an argument, but we brought it up again. It was worth discussing.
I'm glad I wasn't here for that
yeah,
one
no
because
shit.
I'm sure I'd be the only one on the defense for the community college.
No, no.
No, not at all. Trench was defending it. A couple of people even in the chat room were defending
yeah,
it.
Yeah. There's really, I mean, again, we're not going to go into the conversation, but I want to touch on a couple emails that I received. The first one here says, okay, Scrappy has mentioned this before, but I got to put my two cents in. Yes, you can do your gen ed courses at a community college and they'll transfer to university, assuming said university accepts that they're on par and accepts it as an equal.
I got a response to that already. They have no fucking choice. If you do exactly what you transferable to UNLV, they have to accept you as a junior, no choice.
Right, but some courses actually are not transferable.
But you have to. That's why you have to know exactly which ones they would
right.
take.
Right, so that was one of the things.
Does history of rock and roll transfer?
I think the alcohol yes. one does.
Nice.
Dude, babe, you and I are getting our master's.
Fuck, yeah.
Doctorate?
Hell yeah. PhD,
that's
baby.
Your doctorate.
I know.
So the next one, though, that was from Joker because Joker did do the
Joker.
He did the community college and then went to University of Iowa. And he points out, you know, it's infinitely more harder when you go to a university, provided it's tier one university that actually cares. You know, he kind of laughs because he goes, it doesn't sound like UNLV is in the upper tier of universities or just the locals dog it. So, yeah, we'll see. The second one actually came in from the website. This is from Stitz, listener Stitz, who we were just talking about in Italy. Scrappy, you were not at your best for this show. Also remember that an associate's is another way of saying I'm taking 5 to 6 years to get my bachelor's and wasting time. That's a quote. And time is worth more than money than the money you would have spent in the first 2 years going to UNLV. Everything doesn't transfer as something valuable. It's just business. Also, if you spend your cash at UNLV for the first 2 years, you've already networked in clubs that have social cliques and blah, 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 profs you know. So he's pointing this out in the forum on the site. If you go to spankwagon.net, it's going to be under the show last week's show title, which I
that's what Stitz said.
Yeah, that's what Stitz said.
Don't worry, Stitz. When I go over to UNLV, I'm sure I'll get us some social networks.
Hey, Trench, I wish there was a way that people could discuss our topics on the show.
Well, actually, there is. If you go to spankwagon.net and sign up, you'll notice that we post. Well, we post shit about the shows all the time. As a matter of fact, what last week comments where Stitz and Joker are in, it's under Joker. SWR, 5908 Cars, Clintons, and Radio. So, yeah, want to join that conversation, just go there. As a matter of fact, I may just throw the contribute button back up for a while.
Hey-o!
Just so that way you can also give us a drop and talk about anything you want to by going to our site.
that's just funny.
You know, I like that. I like it when our listeners get involved, when they send us emails, when they post comments. You know, it's good to have this kind of discussion.
Where are you going with this?
I'm not going anywhere.
All right, because the way you ended that sentence is just kind of funny.
What do you mean with discussion?
Yes, discussion.
If only there was a forum for discussion. That's it. I can't say anymore. We've been told not to speak about it anymore.
Yeah, we can't talk about that.
We can't talk about that.
Well, then what happened? Shut up.
Speculate away, bitches.
Because there's bad cookies going on right now.
Oh, fuck. We forgot to do the first one. Son of a bitch.
What? What?
I will do it in the next break.
Do you want a little
break.
Piece of paper that you can down something for him?
There's paper in every drawer you can jot it down. Well, decaf, anybody got anything? Because I got news and topics to go to, but if we're
going
to stall.
You know what? Just keep going.
All right. We're going to get to that in just a minute.
Yeah, I know. We're supposed to do two, though.
I know. Don't worry. I know. We'll take more breaks.
Okay.
We'll solve that problem. Let's see. Do you guys want to go into news or information, or what do you guys want to do right now? Because it's kind of open forum.
What kind of information do you have?
Well, actually, again, how geek do you want to go this week? Okay, so not very.
I guess so geek in the knees like a Harley Spear.
All right.
Where's
Here
your
we go.
Geek bag? Is that out of your geek bag?
My geek bag. Geek satchel. Got my geek satchel. Got my USB cable wrapped around
my
testicles
cord?
Whenever I need it.
Nice.
My emergency USB cable, yes.
All right, Trench, what do you got?
Well, actually, it's a follow-up of something we've talked about on the show a while ago.
Penises.
That too, but no.
Hey, yo.
If anybody remembers that MySpace case where the...
Oh, yeah,
The mother and the daughter convinced this girl who has mental issues that basically what they did is they went online posing as this dude named Josh saying, oh, you're so cool. I think you're cool. I think you're great. You're
you
cute.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't think that woman was anything was going to happen to her.
We'll get to that in just a moment. But this woman basically then turned around as this Josh character and told the girl that they were communicating with, actually, you're fat. You're scum. You're horrible. We wish you
Life
were dead.
Life would be better without
Life
you.
Life would be better without you. Well, the girl who already had depression problems, who already had self-esteem
mental
issues,
problems.
Mental issues.
She was kind of a fatty.
Yeah. She killed herself.
She wasn't that fat. She was an adult. She was.
Does it matter, though?
Yeah. No.
I mean, from her from the perspective.
Why does it matter if she's fat or not?
I don't know. You started
it.
Oh,
so
overweight kids have self-esteem issues.
But
yes.
Every child has self-esteem issues.
Every child for any reason.
Yes, but I think I read somewhere that obese children are more likely to have serious mental issues.
That is my question. What do you have against people who are over fucking weight?
Because I don't.
You do. You have a serious problem
That's
against people
you
who are overweight.
Because
you
I
always
picture,
bring
you know
it
what?
Up and you always talk about
I
it.
Actually...
And I thought about two points that the two or three times. I was just thinking about this shit yesterday. I was like, this dude really has a racism towards
a bigotry, a bigotry towards fat people.
I like
I
racism,
think it's because
no.
Yeah, no. Well,
you know what? I think I can explain
That's why.
Why.
I like you, DK.
Most of the people that I knew growing up were big guys. They were all kind of fat, and they used to make fun of me for being scrawny and for having the Afro puff. So I think it kind of bred in that hatred for me. But I don't really have anything against big people. It's just good
that was
Lord.
The chick.
I think I just I don't know.
I don't know. All the side comments to tell me baby fat. it was baby fat.
You know what though?
He's going to turn into woman fat.
You have it right though, because I mean a lot of comments towards you and myself is always like anti-fat shit.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather that I go with the nigger jokes and the farm boy jokes?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Nigger.
No,
what? That shit's funny.
I'll be dying for that. I mean, serious. You do.
You know what? I think...
No, I ain't no think, motherfucker. You do.
I do. Yeah, you're right. I do. The first thing when I go... Because I do it...
Goddamn racist.
I go on the attack pretty quick.
You do.
I do. And I go on the offensive pretty quick. And that's because I think it's funny. And I think it's very it easy to approach people's insecurities and shut them down that way. And... Obese people are more likely to be insecure about their weight than the size of their tiny penis.
But why are you shutting people down when they haven't done anything to you?
Because he's got a tiny penis.
Because I have a tiny penis and a weight problem.
But
so.
You don't have a weight problem, though.
Actually,
and an
I
afro,
do.
And he's not black. He's jealous.
Well, I'm getting beat up over here. I don't know. That's just what I hit on first.
All the time, but it's just interesting. It's just, I mean, every time.
Hey,
I
why you gotta make me
comments.
Self-conscious, dude? It's all right, man.
No,
I
it's just,
friends,
I
dude.
Just,
now he's gonna cry, and I'm gonna cry, and we're all gonna cry.
Stitz in the chat room says they make noise every time they breathe.
Stitz, I can't watch a film with a fucking fatty. You know, I guess Stitz has this too. Well, Stitz has anger issues to like everyone and everything.
The only thing Stitz finds attractive are rail-thin, anorexic, coke addict black lesbians. That's the only women that he finds attractive.
Wow.
And I am telling you
wow.
Oh, God. He was telling me this great story the other day. He's like, yeah, you know, I was with this girl, and it was after this party, and my dick popped out. The first thing she screamed was, don't stick it in my ass. And I'm just dying, dude.
Stick it in my ass. Anyways, back to the girl that killed herself.
Okay. All right, but Leah, let's get back to this. The woman...
No longer shine a light on my...
Well, let me go...
I know, nice. I called him out.
You did. That was very nice.
Look what you started.
Back to this article, which I pulled from Ars Technica. 13-year-old thought she was having a MySpace online romance with a 16-year-old boy named Josh Evans. 4 weeks later, Josh broke off correspondence, allegedly telling the girl that the world would be a better place without her. In response, she hung herself and died a day later. Now the Department of Justice says that Josh, who is really Lori Drew, 49...
And a couple other people that they alleged.
Lori Drew, 49, of O'Fallon, Missouri, will stand trial in Los Angeles, accused of providing false information to get a MySpace account and violating MySpace terms to harass and harm other people. Specifically, a girl the DOJ will only identify as MTM, just the initials. The accused faces a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Heyo!
Oh, shit.
So, whether we characterize this tragic case as cyberbullying, cyber abuse, or illegal computer access, it should serve as a reminder that our children use the internet for social interaction and that technology has altered the way they conduct their daily activities. So, in other words, they're going to spin this into a Think of the Children comment or a Think of the Children sort of case or, you know, cry for help. So, we're going to have to be careful about this because they may take what is really a bullying and turn it into, we need to protect the kids on the internet thing again.
You know, wouldn't it be great if the guy would have said his name was George Glass? That would have been awesome.
Wow, who's George Glass?
Nobody else?
Nope. No. Not bringing that one.
Dan Brady's imaginary boyfriend.
What do you watch? What do you think this shit?
I watch a lot of Nick at Night.
I get.
Apparently. Wow. You need to get outside more.
So they're pointing this towards people that are what?
Well, what they're going to go for with Lori Drew is they're going to bring the charges. They don't know exactly what yet. They're going to probably go for cyberbullying and violating the MySpace terms of agreement.
So we could have like a protect a fatty amendment or something in here. I mean, whoops, sorry. I went that route again. I apologize.
Why don't you talk about her braces then too, huh? Come on now. You talk about her
He has nothing to talk about when it comes to teeth.
Oh yeah.
Except maybe Indian corn, because that's what his looks like.
So he likes the pecker records?
Pretty much, the mom did some fucked up shit. The girl killed herself.
Yeah.
They want to put her in jail for it.
That bitch should go to jail.
This is just a follow-up topic.
This was so long ago. We did the story so long ago that I can't remember why they did this to this girl.
To fuck with her.
Why?
Was there other kids that were in on this? Because a mother from no, I mean.
Well, they were neighbors. The daughter of Lori Drew, actually used to be friends with the girl who killed herself. And then they just kind of quit being friends. Because the girl who killed herself did have mental issues, and she was a tough person to kind of like and know and be around.
Like every girl?
Well, every girl plus 10.
Right.
You know, there was legitimate issues there. So the mom thought, oh, this will be funny.
Let's make a 12-year-old cry.
Yeah, let's make a teenager with issues even worse off. The families used to be friends and everything. I mean, it was just a weird case of an adult, you know, almost 50-year-old adult.
So how old is the woman's daughter that is still alive then?
Same age, about 12 or so.
13,
so
12,
then 13. That girl should probably be put into therapy also because her mother was a fucking psychopath and decided to mentally abuse children. So,
well, are you advocating pulling the daughter out of the house?
Hell yeah.
And putting her into what, welfare in a social network system like that?
How about jail? Because she was accomplice to this.
Okay.
How about the juvenile detention system?
Okay, I can go with that.
That would be a very good place for her.
You know, I mean.
I don't know, man. I think if it's too much fucking sensitivity. I mean, you fuck with the girl. The girl fucking kills herself. I don't think, it's terrible. And I think just having a mom, you know, dragged out into the news like she is, made a fucking fool out of, I think is enough. You don't need to fucking gas the woman. I mean, it was some fucked up shit, yes. But at the same time.
Here's the other thing. It's parenting, though, because do you have the story on the little goddamn, where was this little kid from? Little boy, and he lives with his grandmother now. Yes, yes, yes. But I can't remember his name. But we had a story
on Florida.
Him.
It's from Florida.
Is this the one the parents filmed him smoking pot?
No. This is the kid who stole his grandmother or his dad's truck.
No, this was the first story. This was about a month ago. He stole his grandmother's truck because he lives with his grandmother now. And his parents fought a lot, and I guess they're separated. So now the little boy, who is probably 12, not even that. He's just a little boy. Shouldn't even be talking this type of shit. On RVO, he said... Or a sot, whatever you want to fucking call it. He said, I like doing this hood rat shit with my friends because it's fun. This is coming out of the mouth of an 8-year-old child.
Says, I like to do bad things.
Gets in a car.
It's fun.
Yeah. Gets in a giant SUV, drives it, slams into people, puts them in the hospital.
What?
Yes.
And the cops don't arrest him. They just give him a stern talking.
The cops don't arrest him and say, your grandmother has to pay for this now. What do you think about that?
He's like,
well, I like doing this hood rat shit with my friends. It's fun. So we just did another story on him. Today, they were in Walmart. The grandmother is shopping, and he decides, well, I want some chicken wings or whatever.
Way to break the stereotype.
She says, right. Shut up. God, I'm telling a story.
I'm going to eat some chicken. We saw become a fatty.
He is a little fatty. He's a little chubberton.
Thank you.
Anyways.
Discipline your child and put him on a diet.
He decides that he wants some chicken wings. The grandmother says no. He goes up to the counter, orders them, and gets them. And she doesn't pay for him. She doesn't want to pay for him. She says no. He starts beating her up from the waist down as far as he can reach and just like wailing on his grandmother. On his grandmother. This is still an 8-year-old child trying to beat the shit out of his own grandmother because she won't get him chicken wings. Okay. The cops need to turn their backs on this child and let the grandmother beat the holy fucking hell out of this child because all of us in this room have been beat down at least once or twice by our parents.
Yeah.
We are better people for it today. And because people cannot slap around their children, they are killing us.
That's what this country needs. People to beat the shit out of their kids.
Give your kid a smack every now and again to put him in the proper place.
Let me tell you, I bought my mom a nice pair of slippers for her birthday. Like I was like 8 or 9 or 10, something like that. You know, went to Kmart, found them, you know, because I was shopping then. Kmart was the tightest shit on the shelf. Yeah. So I go buy them. And then for the next 4 or 5 years, I receive beatings. With my Christmas gift over the fucking head. I was like, Mom, you beat me with the Christmas gift. Is there any sentimental value at all to it?
Because you will remember that gift, and she will remember that gift for the rest of your life.
He has the scars to prove it. I'm telling you, nothing straightens up my kids faster than the sound of a belt clearing belt loops. That
got little daisies on his butt from the bottom of this slipper.
Look, you know what? Oh, that's funny. You know, he didn't buy her a pair of socks.
You're dumbass right there.
You know, when I was a kid, you know, when I screwed up bad enough to really piss my dad off, it was not only a belt.
Railroad tie?
No. My dad did work for railroad. But no, we had a board. There was a board. It was a lap board. My dad even sanded it.
Fucking 2x4?
Close. He made a handle for it, and I got beat bad. I mean, we're talking. I mean,
held up like a pinata.
Yeah, I mean.
Little brother's pulling the string. Higher, daddy, higher.
No, it was great. I screwed up pretty bad when I was a little kid, so I got my ass beat. But nowadays, no, you can't touch kids. You can't spank them. You can't do anything with them. You put them in what? Timeout?
Yeah, no, that shit does not work.
Stitz with a zinger.
You got unstable parents out there raising unstable children.
Stitz with a zinger. He says, I don't support hitting a child, but I do support a 45th trimester abortion.
Yes.
Walk into the doctor's office, walk out without a kid. The insurance even covers it.
Oh, that's fucked.
Hey, if it covers your tits, it'll cover it.
I'll tell you what, my boy pisses me off one more time. I'm going to paint him back and let the Jolie family fucking adopt him. That's what's going to happen.
And feed him Cheetos all day? Dude, that's.
I give a fuck. Angelina and Brad can pay for him. I give a fuck.
What are you going to paint him black? And
That's what he just said.
I'm sorry, I just had to do it.
Rolling Stones.
Nice.
Still no sign of Foxy.
No, well, we're, you know.
God damn it.
porn time.
She's on porn time.
She's on porn She's time. On porn All right. Well,
even
what
worse
we need
than
to
PPT.
Do? We this, need to. We need to just, cut to a break.
That dick just came out of her mouth.
PPT. Oh my god.
Trash. Oh my god. I'm running late.
Trash, go ahead and play that first song. Just go ahead Stick and play one butt. Song.
One. Yeah.
And then I'll do my thing, and then we'll play another song.
All right, so let me go ahead, and you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
This is where you say the name
say
of the
it.
Radio show. Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
Well, not bad.
We got to amp it up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's something up. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Hey guys, are you looking for some new web hosting? Well, we've got it for you. CanisHosting.com. That's C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com. The dog is growing bigger balls for summer. Guys over at Canis Hosting have got a great guarantee for you. Hosting plans are starting at $1.99 a month, and if you pay yearly, that's 50% off the entire year. 24-hour tech support, 30-day guarantee. cPanel, Fantastico for one-click installs. You can host multiple domains on one account, email, the whole nine yards, everything you need. They even offer site transference assistance from your old provider and a free domain if you pay for the entire year. It's CanisHosting.com. Check them out. I guarantee you're going to love them.
Not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you hide them from the wedding world? Oh, mother, father, gonna take you down.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net.
I'm not sitting on that.
Come sit in my lap. We'll talk about the first thing that pops up. I have bad news.
How long will that take?
Foxy bailed.
Not long. Yeah, unfortunately, she had a shoot this morning at 9. And then after
she got shot on, or she had to do a shoot?
Yeah.
Good question. Could be either. Could be both. So she had a shoot at 9, and then she had to do a bunch of running around, and she fell asleep. And I called her and woke her up. She's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I know. She was really wanting to come on and do.
Which works? Yeah. It takes a segue to what I want to talk about earlier.
Oh, are we going into the spank topic?
I think we are.
All right, excellent.
Speaking of which, how do you get tired doing a porn site? I mean, doing porn all day. I mean, it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like she's doing steel work or construction. You know, you just bend over and get fucked in the ass for like 3-4 hours.
Wait. Here's the argument.
Shh.
That's meaty.
Hi-yo! Dude, I can't wait because we all shut up just in time. Now yes. I can isolate all those audio clips and we can put them in a song.
Yay. Here's the thing with that. First off, let me ask you this question.
I'm an affiliate. I know people.
We'll get to that in a minute. Decaf, can I ask a question?
Yes.
You just get done having sex with a woman.
Yeah, I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, now.
Dude, I fall asleep, man. You knock my ass out. I am done.
But fuck her into unconsciousness.
But I'm old, and it happens very rarely, so, you know, I'm not in the business. It's not like an everyday job, you know? It's not like I'm young,
and I like that. I like to fuck and then go to sleep. That's why you fuck.
I love that shit.
Better than Valium, man.
But, okay, then I'll make a comparison. I know.
Thank you.
Now, I'll make a comparison. Now, if you play basketball for 20 minutes, don't you be tired of shit, but you can see Tim Duncan and shit, and all those fuckers go up the court for minute after minute after minute and never get tired.
But what we don't see about porn is the fact that it isn't just a 20-minute shoot in most cases.
It is not.
It is like a 3-4-5-hour shoot.
And that's what I said, but damn. I mean, you think you get used to that after a while. You know, like you get off the job. You work 8 hours. You know, you go home. You put some Vaseline in your ass, and you go out.
Okay, now, as someone...
What? I came in late on that one because I was not paying attention.
As someone who has worked in the adult industry...
You have?
Yes.
Did you like it in the butt?
Yeah, it was nice. It's only gay if you go past the first knuckle. So... It's different because what you see is one sex scene that may be a 20 or a 30-minute scene actually takes around 4.5 to 5 hours to shoot. You have to shoot. There are reshoots. There are multiple angles. A lot of times there are multiple cum shots, and then you have to wait for the guy to get hard again or...
Where's my fluffer?
They actually do have to bring in a stunt cock every once in a while. It does happen. It is not unusual. So I can thoroughly understand why 3 hours of that is exhausting and can wipe a person out. If it was just a matter of boom, 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 but it's not. It really isn't.
Well, I know it's a lot of work.
Dude,
I know.
Unzip your pants?
Yeah, he did. And he's in the corner masturbating. Masturbating to my porn stories.
I know it's 4 hours of grueling pounding, but I mean, that's the same. But wait, you know,
that is so hot.
But you just sleep it off for a minute. What's this say? Decaf, your analogy has backfired. You just said everyone in the NBA fuck better than you.
All right. So what we're going to do right now, we want to open the lines and we want to encourage a caller. So we're going to coax a caller in with free porn. What I have in my hand here right now is a $5 half-hour card, good for 30 minutes, hence half-hour. Free card to Spongy Gunk Film, spongygunkvod.com. As we all know, we've had Gerald Saunders on Spank Wagon before, gave us a bunch of cards, and we're going to give one away tonight. What we're looking for, someone to call up. What do we want to make the question? What do we want to make the topic officially here?
What is your favorite porn?
Okay, that's kind of generic. So
favorite kind of porn?
What is your favorite brand?
Oh, I got it. The person who can give the best description of the kind of porn they like with the most details.
Oh, nice.
With the most details, because it's coming from the writer's side of me. With the most details, I would personally judge
and critique
your writing and see how good you are in describing it.
So, again, what I have for the first caller, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. I've got a card here from Spongy Gunk Films, 30 free minutes of porn. And all you got to do is give us a call, 1-866-LV-ROCKS. And in detail, we want to hear you describe in detail, per the Judge Decaf, your favorite porn. I think that's pretty doable.
I think so.
Murph, let's start with you because we know yours is going to be the most heinous and disgusting porn.
Well, it's not heinous and disgusting.
Because we were talking earlier before the show about, like, what do we like to see in our women on porn? What do you like to see for your women on porn?
I like to see girls that really get into it. Like, you know, there are girls like Ali Sin or even some of, like, Natalia Nice's stuff where they just kind of lay there and, like, no. I like girls who get fucking into it. Like, there's this MILF star named Mrs. Star.
Oh, yes.
Dude, she will fuck your cock. Your cock's not fucking her. She will fuck your cock.
And older brunette, right? Yes. Right?
Blonde. No. I like my girls to get dirty. I like them to get...
You like them to spit on you?
I don't know about that. I don't know if I...
Spit on your dick? Yeah.
I don't know if I want to grab them, put them in a chokehold, spit in their mouth, throw on their... I don't know if I want to do that.
The girl spitting on your dick to get it.
Oh, the girl spitting on me.
Yeah.
I do like that, though. But go on.
That's just too dirty. I can't do that shit. Trench is having a heart attack.
Trench is having a heart attack over there.
Right?
Oh, that's great.
Oh. You like that, baby? Yeah.
No, I like it when the girls get into it. I like it when they get really into it. And when they have fun. You know, I like porn where the girls are laughing, where they're smiling. Then again, it is also fun to see them cry, say no. And, like, oh, I love it when you got, like, the black on Asian, where you got that, like, 14-inch black cock drilling this little Asian bitch so hard you can see the top of her head puffing up. I like that. It all depends.
Where she really doesn't have an ass. It's just an asshole and a twat all in one spot.
Exactly. No, and I got to say.
And the dick is pixelated.
And I do like some anal. I do like watching a little bit of anal in there. And as far as tits go, I don't care if they're fake, real, tiny, big. I don't care as long as there are boobies in the picture. Makes me I swear to God, I'm going to go in the bathroom and jerk off right now. You want to come watch? No, I didn't think so. Actually, I was asking Decaf.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Decaf, what
do you like?
Well, I'll tell you what I like and what I dislike. Well, you said a lot of good things I like. Of course, I love Bukkake. I tell you what I don't like.
Who doesn't like Bukkake?
I can't.
The girl who gets it in her eye?
Anyway. The cheesy fucking music. I can't. I can't stand. I just want solid. I want solid fucking sucking. I just want to hear saliva. When the niggas down there eating a white girl's pussy, the girl.
See, that's when you know it's fake. Because the last time nigga ate some pussy.
They do. I know it's a stereotype, but they do. All I want to hear is. That's it. You know what I'm saying? And I can't stand the cheesy music. I can't stand talking. I can't stand, like, Bang Brothers. I can't take it. Stick it in her ass, bro. Yes, ram her. Oh, my fucking Lord.
Let's seal this bitch up.
I know. I can't take that shit. Shut the fuck up.
Trench, you're blushing.
That's why, like, the POV porn comes in really handy, because then there's very little dialogue. It's just... You want to come on my face, and that's the end of it.
All right, now we got to.
Fuck yeah, I want to come on your face.
This coming neo-realist porno.
All right, one more time here. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. For anybody who's out there listening live, we want you to please call us. You win a free 30-minute porn card. This will be 30 minutes for Spongy Gunk Films.
SpongyGunkVOD.com,
given to us by Mr. Gerald.
Shut
Connors.
Up. Not you. Not you. Him. Him. I swear to God, I need the mute button for you sometimes because I know you have things you want to say. But she starts doing that, dude.
Well, shut up.
She's only going to do it when I talk. Uh-huh. Now. That's it. All right. You like that, baby? Yeah.
Yeah, baby, I love that shit. <bro. laughs>
All right, so Trencher, let's go on, man.
The porn I like, you know, I don't like that. I'm not a vivid video fan or anything like that. I like realistic.
Super colorful makeup, super airbrushed.
You know that they're like they literally found a way to spackle and paint away navels. The whole thing, what I like, what I absolutely love is I like, I know from like what Murph was a Miss Star, Ava Devine, definitely one of my top porn stars, but I like the real porn stars, like, you know, the little bit of talking's fine, as long as it's not the camera
you like
guy.
The setup, so you like the setup in the story?
A little.
But you hate the camera guy.
Yeah,
right?
The camera guy saying, get in the light. Get in the leaner.
Stand that shit.
Spread your light. When did the camera guy get to be such an integral part of porn?
And then you see his dick come out. I was like, oh, they're trying to film, get his dick sucked, and the camera's fucking moving the whole time.
Dude, don't tell me about that shit, because I deal with it, man.
deal with dick?
I deal with a guy who films and can't keep the goddamn camera still. That's what I deal with.
Did you tell him he might need to invest in a tripod?
He says, I am a tripod. Actually, I told him he need to fucking break down and get a goddamn camera guy is what I said. I said, look, I know you're doing this shit on the cheap, but really. Nice. Just have some motherfucker holding the camera. If you need he can put a finger in your
Lee,
ass.
So.
The thing is, like I said, I like the real porn. You know, I don't want someone that's anorexic or anything like that or looks way too faked up.
You want some meat on a bone?
I want a little bit of meat. I do not like fake
tits.
You
want an ass you can slap?
Yes, absolutely.
Amen.
I do not like fake boobs. I'm not a huge fan of fake boobs.
Oh, dude, I love fake titties.
But seeing twigs get fucked.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Give me some love.
They're all big and bouncy.
Oh, yeah.
But they're
they lay down and they don't move.
They're perfect and round. Oh.
And you get walleye vision off the nipples.
The nipples are always... Oh,
yeah.
God.
I mean, it's like, it depends. If it's a twig getting fucked and she has no tits bouncing, she's fucking riding, and all you see is fucking a rib cage. My dick don't get hard. But if she has a rack on her and she's thin as shit and just getting the shit tore out of her, then it's you got to get the flapping.
As long as you don't wind up with the pink sock.
If you don't get the titties flapping on when you're fucking riding, I mean, it kills the scene.
She doesn't know the pink sock.
You don't know what you're going to gross her out.
Saggly.
Yeah, let her know.
Pink sock is when the asshole prolapses and wraps around the cock, so the asshole actually comes out of the butt. That's the pink sock.
Pink sock. Usually done in conjunction with a donkey punch, so it surprises them enough that they're not caught off.
Punch.
They're caught off guard when they do it. Yeah, and there's people who pay
Dude,
for that.
You were fast forwarding through all the fucking good parts.
It's all just her dancing porn. Around.
It's how men watch porn. We never watch
Shaking
it normal speed.
I don't really like them. They're not very perky.
All right. So what's your idea?
I like perky titties.
there you go. What's Zuzu? What's your favorite porn?
Are you
I don't really have one.
Are you a fan of the facial?
The facial?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That's where a guy pulls out and comes all over the girl's face.
Oh, well.
Not personally, I mean, but in the video.
Well, yeah, it's always good, and it's always fun to see what the reaction is on the girl.
Like you score in the eye or the mouth? Or,
oh, God. Would they right up the fucking nose?
Yeah.
And they're like, they sneeze.
All right, you like perky titties. What about these ones?
Her nipples are not in the proper place.
But they're pointing out.
That's fake boobs.
They're going like this.
That's
man.
Fake boobs. That's
like
one problem.
They look like little antennae going out the wrong direction. They could start moving on their own. All right.
All right, so then let's talk about what you don't like then.
I don't like a stinky pussy.
You have smell-o-vision. We're talking about on video here.
Video, but that is very good. If you got more to talk about on that part, that'd be
experience.
That could very well be one of the hottest things ever said on the show.
Yeah, no.
I don't like stinky pussy. Neither do we,
like
baby.
That.
Neither do we.
No. So what porn do you not?
You
what?
Can put your mic down, man.
So well, I don't want
to
block your view.
It like that.
So what porn don't you like?
You know, I like it all. I just don't like dude on dude.
So you like the cameraman,
dudes,
the all that?
Whatever. If they're getting together, that's fine. But I don't like to see it. That's the only thing I don't like.
Oh, you like to see gay porn?
Well, I don't really like... Okay, if a guy is fucking a girl, I don't want to see another guy get in there. Unless he's like fucking her in the mouth or something like that.
You mean right. them,
but
you,
then they catch eyes and then it's just really awkward. And
do you mean fucking like the guy fucking the guy or just
the, no, the,
even when
the
they try to keep
in
their
the middle,
distance?
Like, yeah. And they're plugging her from behind
oh,
and they're plugging her from
yeah.
the front.
But doing the pig on a spit.
Eye, yeah. But if they catch each other's eye, I mean, it's kind of gay.
So what about what about the ball sacks rubbing together?
Oh, that's all.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. Oh, I love that shit.
I mean, DP's cool and all, but the balls can't touch. Nope. And you know what's funny? Yeah. What's even worse when they're doing the pig on a spit is when they high five. Yeah, baby. Next time we shouldn't even have the girl here so we can touch. What, dude?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, I don't know about the balls touching the shit, and you know that's just like, well, I guess it's too much. But to see a white girl fucking get ripped apart,
if you hurt that fucking girl, I like it.
Yeah, it's nice. You can't.
Yeah, that one right there.
You can't see her. You
fucking grab her fucking skull and ram it down your cock.
All right. Okay. So you okay?
There, yeah.
Murph, what porn do you not like?
Oh, he's.
Dude on. Bendy well, I can't even dong. Say dude on dude because sometimes the tranny porn is cool. Like.
What is he busting out her teeth?
Seriously? He is violating this girl. We're looking at a video from tinytoby.com. This girl, she just wants to be abused. You know, yeah. She was touched as a child.
Yeah. Daddy didn't love her quite the way that a daddy should love her.
Yeah.
Biggest Bow just got into the, they just signed in and said, weird conversation and get it.
You know what I don't like?
Oh, he's slapping her titty.
Oh, yeah, he's slapping
well,
her
yeah,
titty.
Talk about something.
I think the only porn I don't like is where it's just not involved, where it's just boring porn.
Yeah, well, so like Vivid, so like kind of like Vivid, where it's just the straight.
Yeah, a lot of it's just. I like some of the
you
really
like cutaway shots to yeah. another couple.
We call it
in the other room.
We call it talking heads and porno.
I just like it when the chicks get into it. You know, and you know what I don't like? I don't like it when the guys are it's like, shut up, dude. Nobody wants to hear your grunting and moaning.
Everybody wants to.
Oh my God.
Ow.
Exactly. What? No one wants to hear grunting and moaning because then it just sounds like we're fucking ourselves when we're beating off. It's like, no, dude, shut up. I want to hear her. Yeah. I want to think I'm fucking her, not you, you faggot.
Well, let me ask then. Let's ask this question.
That
what
was
about
out loud. I'm sorry.
What about the setup? You know, do you really want an elaborate setup to
no.
where, you know,
no.
you got like bigsausagepizza.com out there, you know?
No,
and
no. Here's what it is. Fade in. Chick. Get naked, maybe a little bit of hi, my name is, this is the first time, I don't know if I really want a dick, right in the ass. I want like, hi, this is who I am, it's great if they ask, what do you like, and she says, I like big balls, you know, something like that, and then fuck that bitch, fuck her, make her scream, make her grunt, make her moan,
take that bitch,
that's right.
And let me tell you, that's why I like the GGG German Goo girls, the Bukkake.
Oh yeah,
you don't see the dude's face, you don't hear them fucking talk, it's just all fucking, they're getting fucked in the ass, fucking, you know, shooting a cum in the face.
I'm done with that one.
That is it. You don't see the dude. The dude's not like, oh, yeah, oh, you know, all you see is a
you
dick.
See shit
all you see is
his
dick.
Face. She's like, oh.
Yeah, that's all you see, and that's good shit. No sound effects, no fucking, none of that fucking
like
cheesy
that,
shit
girl?
To go with it. Yeah.
So let me ask this question then. What about like that old porn? Do you guys watch any of that old porn where they have all
Bush,
this?
The Bush porn?
Yeah, with the giant pussy hair.
Fur bikinis.
Crotch froze. And
dude, I don't want to watch anything less than 3 months old. Because after that, it's just fucking
boring. I've
been
down here for weeks. Where the fuck is it?
Quite, I'm not the jug of a vagina.
But you know what's funny is the dude's beard is just as thick as the girl's pussy. So the shit never makes contact and shit. You're like,
are you in there yet? What's going on down
all right,
there?
Let's test Zuzu's ability to watch something. She likes it a little rough, so I went and I pulled up some of my Max Factor 11 here.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking hardcore Max?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're in for a treat, I think.
This is an old dude who's been called the rapist
oh,
of porn.
What, did you say your uncle?
No, he teabagged her.
Oh, he's worse.
They said, that's my uncle.
Right.
All right, so look, tell us what you're doing, Murph.
Well, right now he's got this girl bent over, heads leaning over the back of a couch, and he is just jamming his cock in her throat and holding her head so she can't move her head away. I mean,
well, you
this
can't
is
really move your head if you're
well, you can turn
bent
to the side,
over
though.
A couch.
Is this the stuff where he has the cowboy hat on?
Not this time, but
it's the same guy.
Same guy.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Every girl ends up looking like Tammy Famous Scarab
makeover. Exactly. Makeup.
Oh, yeah, with the blue mascara in her.
Look at this. He is not even fucking around. He has got that.
Why are we looking at her legs?
I don't know.
That shitty
look at
camera
this.
Guy.
Look at this. He is all like,
she's all pushing him away.
He is grinding
like,
his hips
out?
Into her face, dude.
All right. So,
fact, I have a good story. I have a great story. Me and my wife went to Magic Mountain, right?
Uh-huh.
We stayed at this fucking.
Did
right.
you have your hips grinding into her face?
No. Had this seedy ass hotel, you know, because it was so packed. It was the weekend. We tried to get on a weekend, and every place was packed. So we went to this seedy ass hotel, right, and have free porn, right. So you go
nice.
And start watching. You start watching the porn. Okay. You start watching the porn. And you, it was 30 minutes. We went through and changed channels and came back to it of a girl licking another girl's pump. A pink pump just the whole time.
Licking a shoe.
The shoe.
The shoe.
Licking the shoe for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Was it on her foot?
That's what I'm saying. I said that's. It was like the worst.
Was it just a shoe or was a foot?
No,
it was
a shoe. But the shoe was on the fucking foot, and she was just.
Well,
licking
see,
the
that's
shoe.
A foot fetish. Some dudes will go.
But that's not a foot. That's a fucking shoe.
Okay. Let me say this. I am not a foot fetish person, but there is one.
Feet are ugly.
I see
dude,
that one.
He's got a vibrate. He is fucking. He's got his cock in her pussy and.
You
look at that.
You need a mic.
There you go.
Tell us what's going on, Murph.
No, tell him, Zuzu. Tell him what's going on.
I don't really know. I'm trying to... Is that her asshole that is dong is in? Or is the vibrator and the dick in her pussy? Oh, no. The dick is in the... Is that the asshole,
don't even
and the
know.
Pussy that has a vibrator on it, and she looks distressed. Her tongue is hanging out of the side of her mouth like a dead fucking deer.
Oh, Jesus.
She's just looking brutalized.
I was wondering what's taking so long. Is that that many holes to choose
right
from
the
here?
Asshole. There it is.
There's some only, gaping right there.
There's only three holes to choose from.
Oh, my God. Her asshole doesn't even close.
Oh.
Dude, he's got his cock going into her ass. There's, like, no resistance. It's just like a plane landing on the runway.
Nice.
You should put that cover of toilet tissue. It even cleans this asshole, which is 6 feet deep.
Oh, here we go. He's got this girl on the bow. No, there is this one chick, and we both know who it is, and I can't say who it is, but there is something about her feet that I just can't get over. I just want to lick her foot from
the fuck are we talking about?
I can't tell you. From the tip of her toe to her heel, and I just want to run my tongue there, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Don't know why. I'm not trying to like slobber all over her feet
like
or suck her toes
after
or nothing.
After a full day of work?
No.
That's the best.
It's all sweaty and stinky.
With the sock crumbs and the toenails?
She's pulling out the fucking.
You know, I got to say this. I don't mind a pussy that smells like a pussy. I mean, it doesn't have to be springtime fresh. If it's a little musty, I don't mind. I mean, in fact, I kind of like that a little bit because then you're like.
You get the real taste. You get you get the real taste of the pussy when it's sweaty. A little bit sweaty, a little tart. A little salty.
Tart.
A little salty.
Like some old bay on that shit.
We got a caller.
Hey, we got a caller. You're on the air.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
I want to know what video you guys are watching.
We're watching.
Wait. How old are you?
This person's old enough. They're on the phone. What do we care?
We're watching Max Factor 11, and oh my God, look, he's just abusing this girl. He's choking her out.
So caller, we got to know, what porn do you not like?
I hate midget porn.
Midget porn?
That shit is awesome.
Why midget porn? Why midget porn?
Because those big booties and those big heads are just so annoying.
They got little booties and... weird shape.
No, you know, I'll tell you what's wrong with midget porn, and thanks for the call, caller.
No, wait. No. I wanted to ask her what porn she did like.
Oh. I thought we were just doing the
I want to find out what she likes, because I know who that is.
Yes, we do.
Is she gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
gone.
Fucking hung up on her. That Trench is quick with the trigger finger there.
Too
caller,
quick.
Call back.
That's it.
Call back, please.
You're done.
Out. Yeah, right. So, anyhow, midget porn, I always get creeped out by midget porn. Because it's too close to child porn. It's just disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
See, I know a lot of chicks who dig midget porn because they're like, I can get my pussy eaten out and not even have to bend over. They just stand there and put like one leg up on a couch or something. And you can just stand there. Just...
On that note, we do need to go to a break.
Already.
So we're going to go to a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show.
Spankwagon Radio.
And we will be right back.
I know.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking for new web hosting, we got a web host for you. CanisHosting.com, the official web host of Spankwagon Radio. canishosting.com. That's C-A-N-I-S hosting.com. The dog has grown some balls for summer. Got some special deals for you. You get 50% off your entire year if you pay for the entire year in advance. 24-hour tech support, 30-day guarantee. Pay for a year in advance, you get a free domain name. We love the guys over at Canis. Check them out. And if they've got the coupon code up and running like they should, put in coupon code SPANKWAGON and you get 10% off.
Looking for my place on assembly lines. Fake prizes rising out of the bomb holes. Skeleton boys hyped up in purple. Smoke rings blow from across the disco. Banknotes burn like broken equipment. Looking for shelter, readjust your position. Thought control, those written confessions. Two dimensions, dumb your head down. Duck, don't look now, company missiles. Power is raunchy, rent a cops are watching. Make your dreams out of paper mache. Cliche wasted, hate taste tested.
Hell yes,
not moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct. Stretch to the limit, attention span, snap back, retract. Collapsing the laugh tracks, noise response. Applause and hand claps, floodgates open to the sound of the rainbow. Breaking points on the verge of pointless. Fools anointed to the followers' fanfare. Look for the common, not superficial. Code red, color worker for many crises. Perfunctory idols, rewriting the Bibles. The magic markers running out of the ink. Lives and white out, turn the lights out. Fax machine anthems, get your damn hands up.
Hell yes,
now moving this way, I'm doing this thing.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now turning it on, I'm working my legs.
Hell yes,
now I'm calling you out, I'm switching my plates.
Please enjoy.
Hell yes, now I'm cleaning the floor, my beat is correct.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
I'm not sure. It's the one
that's
the
no telling
one.
What we'll do when we're free.
When I'm numb,
there's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
It's the one
that you may as well crash with.
Did that shit to myself.
You having button issues tonight, man.
Well, I am so wonderfully distracted.
I tell you how distracted I am. Because you guys are getting looks. I'm not getting any looks over here, right? Oh, so I went to desperation tactics. I was sitting in a pillow to make my ass a little bit taller just so I can see
get over the Great Wall.
Yes.
All right. Really quick, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. We got to say a big mad props to Carrie Sisters. You can find them online Thursday nights here at the LV Rock Studio.
Catch it, live it, love it, listen in.
Two hot chicks.
Get your upgrade, upgrade.
No. Hot is an understatement, my friend.
Oh, I know.
to go over some stuff I got going on here in the chat room. First off, someone was mentioning, I think it was Juke mentioning, imagining us doing porn and having a really bad time of that. Watch Carrie Sisters. You can definitely easily imagine them doing porn.
Hey-o!
I can.
Stitz, being the loyal listener that he is, the sun is coming up in Italy, and he's still listening.
No, he just left. He finally started passing out.
I told him to stick around.
Yes, he has
because
to stick
around. We need to drop a drama bomb.
Oh, dear. Are we still...
Drama bomb.
Are we going on about this?
Why, yes. Yes, we are.
Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. There's one thing that I gotta say. Well, I know it's anal sex. You don't stop talking about anal sex. Come at. There's one thing that I gotta say. Hey, this is Brad from What's on a Sex. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's one or more people. Anal sex. I think it's immoral between two men. Well, I know it's two men. Hey, I'm an affiliate. Well, I know it's anal sex.
That's right, people. The saga of Brad continues.
This is getting to be too much.
Let me bring up my email here because I want to read you guys a little thing that transpired today.
Why don't we, for those of you who may not have caught it last week, what basically had happened is last week we learned that supposedly Spank Wagon Radio was placed on the AM airwaves over at his new site, radio station, whatever, Arrow 97 Online.
We've been on the air on his AM station, Arrow 97 Online.
Yeah, okay. Well, the problem is, though, is, of course, we never agreed to it. I would never agree to that in a million years because I'm not going to edit the show for nothing.
Hell no.
So with that being said,
FCC can kiss my ass.
We decided, okay, we got to take a look into this more. What radio stations and all this stuff does he own?
Stations,
I know.
Now, wait a minute. All of this was brought about, though, because there was a little birdie tweeted in my ear. We were being replaced on Arrow 97, which, honestly, I couldn't care less about. Anyway, but we were being replaced by We Hit and Run Radio, which is part of Real Kids Radio.
Right, which we all know the beef with them.
So we were told, that's what I was told. I called, talked to Brad. Brad said, no, you're not being replaced, but we are taking you off the AM broadcast and making you internet only. The big thing came up there because we're not radio friendly. We've never given anyone permission to edit our show to make us radio friendly. We've never wanted to be radio friendly. That's just not what we do.
No. It's not at all. So what had transpired last week, we decided to take every single call letter that he's posted on his website and on the Wikipedia page that he's posted up and do a search for every single set of call letters that he claims are his and a radio station that he owns. Now, we came up with either they didn't exist or that it was something owned by someone else.
I don't have any affiliates.
That's it. Everything that he says he has, we found that he didn't. Now,
Vapor Station.
Exactly, Vapor Station. So I sent Brad an email today, and I said to him, Hey, we're going to guess that you listen to the show. We'd like an official response. His response was,
spongy gunk.
I've not had time to listen to anything. Sorry. So that's okay. We understand. So I responded back with, I said, well, okay, Brad, let me spell it out for you. We played RKR's comments on the show and recapped the conversation that you and I had. Here are the high points. You, in no way, shape, or form, have ever been permission to broadcast.
Bradcast. That's a new term right there.
Exactly.
We're bradcasting.
You know what?
Bradcasting.
We're going to use that later. You've never been given permission to broadcast our show on anything other than the internet. With that being said, pull us from your AM frequency immediately. Number two, we called you out on your FCC assigned call letters. Most don't exist. The ones that do, neither you nor Daredevil own. They're owned by numerous groups, nonprofit, a Christian radio station, college station.
Now you gotta understand.
Wait, and none of them are registered in New York. We checked with the FCC radio locator and a few other services. We know you're running a pirate station. No, we just went and looked.
So because this, when you have someone that's out there saying, "Oh, we're putting you," and honestly, we're doing this as a favor to other individuals out there that are gonna just be out there for
hey,
now.
Hey, there's no need to take the high road. We're covering our own asses. Because if we say something, what? And technically we're being held accountable for it. So if we say, fuck you and your fucking asses, you fucking fuckity fucks.
Fuck.
We are held accountable for all of that. We are broadcasting. We're held accountable for that. So we're covering our own asses. Fuck you, and we're doing this for other people. Look. If you have a pirate radio station...
We uncover asses in here, too.
Yeah. If you have a pirate radio station, awesome. Don't put us on it. Please, by the love of... Or
keep
at least,
us online, but...
Keep us online. Don't put us on the air. We're not good for you. Because, you know, we don't want to be the reason you get arrested. Because exactly. You will get arrested. We don't want to be that reason.
Right.
As I'm getting the weird eye from Trench. So, this is the response that I got from Brad. Chris... You have no idea what you're talking about. I have my FCC paperwork here at the office. You can denounce my station as much as you wish. We are not a pirate radio station, nor have we ever been. As of this moment, Spankwagon Radio is no longer broadcasted with Daredevil. So you go ahead and pull them off the affiliates page.
Yeah, already done.
My call letters are assigned by the FCC as of May 10th, 2007. I'm looking at the records right now from the FCC database. Radio locator refuses to add our station and have stopped since, being updated. I'm sure you're also aware that the Daredevil Radio group is made up of many companies, not just our stations. So before you attempt to trash someone's reputation, make sure you know what the fuck you're talking about. I got told.
He said fuck?
He said fuck.
Yeah. He used the word fuck.
Yeah. I got told there. I must be wrong. So you know what?
You're such an asshole.
Well,
I'm wrong.
You have to double check your work.
Right?
You got to double check your work.
Because if I'm wrong, I will be the first person to admit it. So I called the FCC.
FCC, you know me.
Well, first, I went through the FCC ULS database. That's the Universal Licensing System. So any license that the FCC gives out is in the ULS.
That's like busting a cap, yo, for all the black people listening.
That's right. The ULS lists every frequency, whether it be AM, FM, ham radio call signs, television. Hell, they're even starting to pick up some specific satellite frequencies for satellite radio. So these guys have everything in there. So it's got to be me, right? I got to be the one who's fucked
totally
up.
Totally, you're the
I'm
douche
not looking,
here.
Right? I looked on the website. It's not there.
Right.
So I got to be searching wrong.
Right.
So called the FCC. I spoke to a nice lady at the FCC.
Super sweet.
What's her name?
I don't remember her name, but I got to say one thing.
She was super sweet.
I've never spent less time on hold with a government agency before. And I've really? Called the IRS numerous times.
Huh.
Yeah, those guys are
I awesome. Called and I said, hey.
I got a big cock.
I have a really huge penis, and I'm trying to do a little No. I said, hey, I'm doing some research on a radio station based out of Syracuse, New York, and I just need you to verify the FCC license information for me. She says, sure, what are the call letters? So I gave her...
You used the word verified.
I said verified.
Verify.
He's got to whip out the dictionary to figure out this shit out.
So I gave her the call letters. I gave her the first set of call letters, and she said, okay, hang on just a second. I'll be right back. I'm on hold for like 2 minutes. She comes back and says, we're not showing any license information for those call letters. Now, this is the flagship station, WLZX, I think is what it is.
Something like that, right.
She says, we are not showing any. I said, okay, I got to be doing something wrong. Maybe it's one of these other call letters. So I had her check out the other ones. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I'm like, okay, maybe it's just something's mistyped. What about this? And I read her the FCC license ID that Brad has posted on his website. She said, that's not even the format we use for FCC licensing. I said, okay. She says, you know what, though? Let me give you the audio division. I said, okay. And I said, do they cover all things audio? She says, AM, FM, and the small bit of monitoring we're doing on satellite radio. I said, okay.
Audio. So
she gave me the number. I call, and of course, it's just a voicemail. So I'm like, fuck. I'm never gonna hear back.
This is the audio section.
I left a voicemail. I left
leave
a voicemail.
The message at the tone.
And no more than about an hour and a half later, I got a call back. Now,
super sweet.
I'm not going to give
sweet,
the entire number here, but let me give you the majority of the number. Area code 202-418 and right. then 27. And
so
then
a DC number.
It's a DC number. Called me back. And the guy on the phone said, hi, I'm just calling about your inquiry. I'm like, yeah. He said, okay, well, I've done some research, and this is the exact phrase that the FCC gave to me. Here it is. This person has no legal authority to transmit any signal over AM or FM airwaves. He checked. He went to the website. He checked all the frequencies listed there. He checked all the call letters, and he said the same thing about the FCC license ID that Brad posted. Now, we know Brad has a habit of being full of shit.
Yeah, he's
but
a total
now,
douche.
Now Brad's really full of shit. And I said, oh, no, are you sure? He said, I'm positive. I said, so it's an illegal station. It's a pirate station. He says, yeah, it's a pirate station. He said, the only way it couldn't be is if this guy is broadcasting either Sirius or XM. Now, there is no listing for Arrow 97.1 on either Sirius or XM.
Right,
radio.
And it would be.
I did look that up. There's no listing for Bradley Trammell.
So you are doing your research.
I am doing.
So
I
you
do,
are looking up all this stuff
I
properly.
I do look. I got nothing to do in the
so
afternoon.
So you're not
sometimes.
The douche.
I'm not the douche. So Bradley Trammell, officially.
Bradley Trammell.
Pirate radio station engineer. You know what the funny part is?
The funny part is Bradley Trammell.
Bradley Trammell.
And then everything else afterwards.
All those phone numbers and all those email addresses go right to Brad, by the way. You are running a pirate radio station. For our friends over at Real Kid Radio. Guys, I know you're listening. You always do. This is where you get all your comedy from.
You guys, this is sweet.
You're being put on the air by a pirate radio station. You realize now that you're calling this big time. You're like, oh, this is great. You know what? Val has a great idea. Why don't we call Brad live? His number's posted on his website.
Oh, no. I'm not going to
call.
Come
on.
No.
Oh, Trent
is blushing.
About this.
We
He's
talked about
out.
This. We're just doing this.
So, Brad, we know you're lying. You're lying either, one, you're not broadcasting either AM or FM.
We're calling you out on air.
Or, two, you are, and you're running a pirate radio station.
You know what? He'll never hear about this because for someone who supposedly loves every show he puts on, he's never probably even listened to one of the shows. Except for maybe one
tonight.
Or two. Well, you better be listening tonight. Because, to be completely honest, you should never do something this stupid. First off, we're not even half your problem.
Damn, Nat is still in here.
Your problem is going to be some other individuals who find out you lied to them.
So here's the infomercial. Hello, I'm Bradley Trammell. And I just wanted you to know that Murphy bent me over and pushed my shit back in again.
Hi, I'm an affiliate. I know one or more people.
And this just is Bradcasting more. Radio, the Vapor Radio.
You know, Trench, I still say we call him. I still say you get him on the phone. We got, 20, 30, 25 minutes left in the show. I say we call him.
Well, you can't add time.
I want to give Brad. You look, sometimes we
Dude,
end at 10
eight,
after.
It's 8:40. You got, seconds here.
Dude, who knows what time we end half the time. I want to call Brad up because I want to give Brad the opportunity to defend himself. By no means am I sitting here wanting to dictate to him what the truth is. I would love him.
Dictate.
I want to call him, and I want him to defend himself. I want to give him an ample opportunity. Because we have a rule here.
I'm an affiliate.
Really, I'm an affiliate.
If you call
I know
up,
one or more people.
If you have something interesting to say, if you call up, we'll put you on the air. Do we have someone on the phone?
Even Val's giving us a
Do we have a call? Okay, here we go. Who says he can't be bullied into things? Who says he can't? You dial that number, Trench, and then you put it on here ringing, because if it goes to voicemail, I'm going to leave it for him. Brad, here's the deal. Don't fuck with us, dude. Do not fuck with us, okay? You lied to us, because I'm fairly sure you did call our show garbage and shit to the guys at Real Kid
you
Radio.
You piece of shit.
I'm fairly sure you did it because it's the sort of two-faced thing you do. Okay,
right,
here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Be cool.
Bitch, be cool.
Be cool, honey bunny. Here we go.
Hi, you've reached Brad Trammell, station manager, program director, music director at Arrow 97.1 Radio in Syracuse, New York. Currently at this time, I'm either away from my desk or I'm on another call. Please leave a message after the tone, and I will get back to you in the order your call was received. If you're calling for Daredevil, employment opportunities, or for more information on Arrow 97.1 or any other Daredevil radio station, please hang up and call 315-454-1443. Or go to daredevilradiogroup.com. Thanks for calling.
Have a
great day.
Been under construction for years. Hi, Brad. This is Chris Murphy calling from Spankwagon Radio. I was just wanting to respond to you and what you said in the email. In case you're not listening to the show, you're right. I didn't do all my research. I didn't do the one thing I should have done. I called the FCC. I had them look up your radio call letters, and I had them look up the information. And this is exactly what you've got here. This was read to me, this was said to me, excuse me, by the guys at the FCC. This person has no legal authority to transmit any signal over AM or FM airwaves. So, dude, you're running a pirate radio station, you're a lying sack of shit. By the way, Decaf is looking for a job. Hook that nigga up. Tell him you need a job.
Man, I need a job. I want to work at Daredevil Radio, man, because, oh, shit. You don't have employment because your shit don't exist.
Look, Brad, here's what's going on. All we want to know is the truth. You say you have this paperwork. Great. Give me a filing number. I want to read it online. Everything the FCC does is put online.
Oh, no. I have the phone number for the guy I spoke to earlier. He can give you all the information
okay.
on that filing
well,
number.
Well, no. I want to know what Brad's filing number is. That's only fair. We're trying to figure out what's going on. We want the truth. That's all we want. You have Murph's number. Go ahead and give him a call.
And one more thing, Bradley. Your name fucking sucks, pal.
Hey, bye, Bradley Muffins.
Traffle. Trammel.
So, what? There we go. Brad, you're a douchebag and a liar.
It is a good on that note, but it's too early.
It's too early. No, you know what? The thing is...
don't lie to us.
Jawar says, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when that fucker gets his message. This is another syndicate. Thank you, Jawar.
Look, we're not trying to destroy our syndicates. That's
yes,
not it.
No, not at all.
Because we fucking love our syndicate.
Rampage.
Hey, he has to be a syndicate for us to destroy him.
Yeah, that's right. We're no longer
job,
broadcast.
Yo.
Yeah, we're not broadcast, but we want to know what's going on, and that's really all we want to know.
And we love our syndicates. I was thrilled as shit to see Juke in the chat room earlier.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, and I'll say this, you're almost
oh,
over.
Oh, dude, I got a Wii, too.
I'll hold you mine, you hold yours.
Well, you want a cup?
A Wii, too, just came out?
Nice. Go ahead, Trench. Sorry.
No, what I was going to say is when Trax Radio emailed, it was on a Saturday. It was during a big party at my house where we had like 40 or 50 people
oh,
over my house. First thing I do, beeline straight to Murph here and say, hey, dude, we got a new syndicate out of the blue. So, no, we love our syndicates without a doubt, whether it's KC Host, Door from Hell, Fox, Showdown, Steel City, Nomad, Radio XUK, the new one. Trax Radio, the new one.
Yeah.
We love syndicates. Love them. So, I'm kissing ass. I know I'm kissing ass. I'll keep kissing ass. But
those are
do not. Don't lie to us.
Don't lie to us. And then
that doesn't do anyone a bit of service to lie like that.
And look, if you want to put us and RKR and We Hit and Run, if you want to put us all on the same station, fine.
We don't care.
We don't care.
It's
but
great.
Don't fucking lie to my face, Brad. You fucking sat there and
yeah,
lied
you
to
fucking
me.
Fucking douche.
You fuckity fuck fuck fuckity fuck. We can say that. You know why? Because we're on the fucking internet.
I'm Bradley Trammell.
Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you, you fucking fucks. Fuck the fucking fuckers. You know what's hilarious? I got to bring this up too, and I'm on a roll now. You know how we were listening to. God damn, this girl's so hot. You know how. They were saying, we were listening to those RKR comments the other day, and they said, oh, all they say is fuck shit, fucking hooker.
For you. You see, I finally got
oh, that's the wrong audio.
That's the wrong audio. I listened to their show last week.
Why?
Because last week was their, we're going to be on AM radio, so we're going to make this AM friendly show, and they edited it. Dude, it's beep, 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 beep.
Oh, our show?
No, their show. It sounds like Christopher Reeve at the end of his life. Beep. Dude, it was just flatline. Dude, it sounds like fucking Tom Cruise's career. Beep. Sounds like my sex life. Beep. Dude, it's dead. It's just.
Honestly, you bring the team down.
I bring the team
you
down.
You bring the team oh, down.
No. Brad, are you here in the studio?
You're such a downer.
No, I'm not.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I'm asking you if you know what I do. Because apparently I bring the team down.
How long have you been listening, Brad?
No. This is
I've been listening on and off since November.
On and off since November. Okay, so I bring the team down. So go ahead. How do I bring the team down, Brad?
Dude, all your jokes suck.
All my jokes suck.
Right. All of your jokes. Every last joke that you pop off sucks. And to be honest, you don't stop talking about anal sex, which kind of, you know, proves
that was me.
Don't stop talking about anal sex.
Wait. I will say this, Brad. Brad has a point. He's doing. He is a listener.
No, don't take it down. Don't take it down. We're not gonna play. We're not gonna play radio games. We're not gonna turn down mics. We're not gonna bring down his mic when I'm talking. It's just me. All right. So Brad. So I talk about anal sex too much. Brad, does anal sex offend you?
Actually, it does. Yeah.
It does offend you.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think it's gross and immoral.
You think it's gross and immoral? Why do you think it's immoral?
Why do I think it's immoral?
Were you touched?
What?
Was there an uncle somewhere that was breathing down on the back of your neck? Did you smell the bourbon back there? Did you feel the beard stubble in your neck? Is that why
no,
you find it immoral? Now, is it immoral between a man and a woman, or is it immoral between two men?
I think it's immoral between two men.
So, have I brought up gay sex? No, you're the one who's obviously thinking that any reference to anal sex has to be gay. So, what is this preoccupation you have with gay sex?
What is the preoccupation I have with
Again,
gay sex?
Yeah.
I don't
are
have
you
a problem
gonna,
with gay sex.
Hey, Brad, when I ask you a question, are you just going to answer it back to me?
Would you let me talk?
I am letting you talk, but you know this redundant question shit you're doing is worthless. I mean, you think I'm bringing the show down?
God,
you're
I'm
asking
dick.
Questions over and over again.
I'm on a crappy ass phone and I can't hear you. That's why I'm repeating it back.
Oh, I'm sorry that you.
Yeah.
That's where
do
you kept
not
turning my mic.
Do
down.
That again.
If I have to come over there and
Look,
stab you in the eye
I
with
hear,
my splint finger.
No, I want to hear both fucking sides, Murph.
So, okay.
Yeah,
this
I'll
I bring the show down.
Let me talk for once.
Hey, asshole, I'm on the radio.
I
you're
could
a fucking
egg him
listener,
on,
so you can eat the peanuts out of my shit.
Hey, I'm an affiliate, so you can
I
go
give
to hell.
A fuck who you are.
Oh,
we treat all of our affiliates the same way. If Juke were to call up and do this, I'd be talking to him the exact same way.
Okay,
so you
okay.
think no, you think me talking about anal sex is immoral. Do you realize that, yeah, I bring it up as a joke, which apparently you find offensive.
Apparently you don't bring it up as a joke because a joke is a one-time or twice thing.
So
you
would
bring
it be
it
better
up all the time.
So should a joke start knock-knock or what do you get when you cross a... Is that a joke?
Now,
no.
You know what? I got to put my...
A joke is something that is funny between one or more people...
So you,
if
so
it's
you're
repetitive,
calling,
it's not funny anymore.
So you're, oh,
to you guys. Oh time out. Time
so
out.
Running gags are funny.
Time out. Okay, I don't want to get too heated, and I don't want to I don't want to have a record of losing and gaining a syndicate within 24 fucking
no,
hours.
No, look, if he thinks I should be fired,
no
I'm
way,
right
guys,
here.
You're,
now
you're,
wait,
you're,
wait. All right,
but
if he thinks. That repetitive jokes, joke
I
running gag lines aren't funny.
I, okay.
Then that kills pretty much every sitcom on television.
Well,
do you find sitcoms on television immoral?
Do I find them immoral?
Yeah.
No, because they don't focus on one subject, which is anal sex.
So you say I focus on anal sex. How many times today have I mentioned anal sex that
well,
you've been listening? I've mentioned anal sex between two men a couple times. Have I really?
Yeah. Not between two men, but period.
You call Chief fucking gay all the time.
About eight times.
Well, hey, calling someone gay isn't making an anal sex reference. Now, I did make an anal sex reference to you, and that's because it basically sounds like you've been touched by an uncle, which is the next, I guess, CBS show. But so, okay. Anal sex between two men is immoral. No. Hold on. Now, anal sex between two men is immoral, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so what else is immoral that I'm doing that apparently you think I should be fired for? Because apparently it seems like your big issue with me is I am bringing down the moral standings
you
of
know my
Lips
opinion?
FM. No,
honest
I didn't ask you your opinion.
You want to know my opinion?
God damn it, let him
ask you
say,
what else you...
You
hey,
just asked him a goddamn
him
question,
yeah.
And you need to let him fucking answer.
I want to hear... Oh, wait.
Let
I want
him
to
talk.
Hear
Hold on,
Lips
shut up and listen a second. Shut up and listen.
Oh.
You know what I think the problem is? I think the problem is... You're not pulling your weight around the show. You're doing stupid shit while the other guys are trying to focus on something more important, i.e. the listeners,
hey,
when you're just sitting there fucking around.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah?
Do you know who produces all the intros for the show?
Huh?
Do you know who produces all the intros for the
I'm
show?
I'm not talking about intros. I'm talking about production.
Hey, shut up, asshole, and answer the question. You say I'm not pulling. You say I'm
We're
not pulling my weight around the show.
The production of the show.
The production of the show. Do you know who produces all the intros for the show?
No, and I don't care.
You don't care. So if you don't care, but what if it's the guy who's not pulling his weight?
You're not pulling your weight on the broadcast of the show.
Oh,
what I'm talking about.
So you
all right, bring this down. Let's get my blood pressure up.
Conversation that Trench and I had on the air.
Brilliant shit.
I said that I was going to back off the mic a little bit, and I was going to focus more on production and more on certain.
Is it any wonder they call me the verbal rapist?
Look what Vegas Val said.
Murphy, are you not having anal sex with a man? I hope not. She's not a man from the waist up.
All right, ladies.
Yeah, you can titty fuck that shit.
Hell yeah, give me some love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Worldwide, baby, worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. Bitches!
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Big Daddy Decaf.
I'm Murphy.
And I'm Zuzu.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, we got a lot of people we need to thank. Let's
Lord
give them,
Jesus. Oh, okay.
Let's give them props again. First off, let's just do the chat room. C. Lizzo.
Clizzo.
Hey, hold it up. Let's do this shit old school.
I don't
Do we have them?
No.
Wait.
No.
We don't have them. We can still do it.
All right, I'll do it. Clizzo.
Mad props.
Let's give it out to Stitz.
We don't have to do that every time.
Juke, Vegas Val, Juar. Let's give everybody in the chat room that we know is with us mad props. Let's do it again.
Mad props. Love you guys.
Also, a lot of syndicates to thank.
Holy
LV
shit.
Rocks. LVRocks.com for awesome studio space, time, and bandwidth. KC Host. KC Host Radio Network. Juke, we love you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you too, Juke.
Yeah.
That's what we said in the chat room.
Just kill me. I can't.
I know, man.
Got a hard on. Door from Hell. Door from Hell Radio. Fox FM. Showdown Radio or Showdown Network. Steel City Radio. Nomad Radio Network. I think they're gone now, but
and
hey, we love Nomad.
And our two new syndicates.
Our new syndicates. We love them to pieces already. Juar, who's been a longtime listener. Radio X UK. You can find him online. RadioXUK.co.uk. And the newest one from Australia, who we do not pander to, men down under, Trax Radio, traxradio.net. We appreciate Ruby Tuesday being the brave motherfucker and bringing our show there.
Hey, Trench, you know who we don't have to thank?
We don't have to thank Cock Muffins.
Pirate Radio.
Oh, Bradcaster.
Yeah, fuck you.
Bradcaster extraordinaire.
Guys, again, remember, if we're not live,
you can find us in the archive.
You can go to podcasts.lvrocks.com, check them there or on the site. We also want to say a huge thank you to our friends over at canishosting.com, official web host of Spankwagon Radio. Again, remember, canishosting.com, C-A-N-I-S, hosting.com.
Oh,
check their site out for specials and prices. And next week, we'll be back with... hopefully more Zuzu. Gotta go jack off now. Bye.
drug on the tissue.